Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May the 3rd. The grains closed higher with July corn up 8.5 cents at 588.5. July wheat up 30.5 cents at 639.75. And July beans up 6.75 cents at 1417.5. July Kansas City wheat was up 44.75 cents. May Kansas City was up 56.75 cents. And Minneapolis wheat was up about 30 cents. It looks like the wheat was reacting to a couple of things in here. Despite the fact that Russia sold wheat under their floor to Egypt, the market decided to rally. Apparently two things, the Oklahoma crop production tour showing the crop to be about 50% of normal. And the other thing that apparently got this market going was the fact that Ukraine put two drones attacks into the Kremlin. The Kremlin claims they were trying to get Putin. The Ukrainians deny they did anything. So that's what really sparked the wheat. Funds were heavily short wheat coming in. They probably bought about 20,000 contracts here today. There's talk that the Russians are going to meet with the Ukrainians, Turkey, and maybe one other country on Friday in Moscow to see if they can hammer out a grain agreement. The U.S. and Ukraine are not in any mood to give the Russians any relief from the sanctions. So are the Russians desperate enough to do something? I doubt it, but it's in their best interest to do something out here. So we'll see what they come up with, if anything, out here. But the wheat put in a yearly key reversal, making a new low for the year, closing above the previous day's high. The corn just missed. We would have had a close over 90.5. We did get up to 90.75 late, but couldn't hold it. So we closed 2 cents under it, but still a pretty powerful close. The Fed came out raising interest rates 0.25% to 5.25%. The pros are betting that there are going to be a couple of rate cuts by the end of the year. I'm not so sure. The Fed comments afterwards were something to the effect that, you know, they're still making their decisions on data, and I don't see that the data is all that great for certainly lowering interest rates. The Fed did say that raising rates again could be a problem for the economy, but I really don't see them cutting rates here anytime soon. So that's really about it. Good closes, corn, wheat, beans not too bad. The meal was down $3, kind of held the beans back a little bit. Right now we've got the dollar down 55 ticks at 101.17. Crude oil was down $3 a barrel. The Dow Jones has been 50-60 higher, 50-60 lower. At this moment, it's down 7 points. So we'll see where that goes by the end of the day. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.